It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. Up in the studio, we have John and Sam, the Klang co-founders. They're up here for My Morning Mixtape. Klang number 4 is going to be happening this Saturday at Whammy Bar, and they've picked out 3 songs to share with us all. So let's get into it. How are you guys doing today?
Hello.
Busy week?
Yes.
Yeah.
I assume that anyone putting on a gig as regularly as you guys, you're just constantly busy with organization and things like that.
Yeah, so, totally. Yeah, the 2 weeks leading in is always the most chaotic. Mm. Yeah.
So this is number 4 of the dance parties. Do you want to tell me and all the listeners about how it kind of works and what it is? How'd you start?
Klang is a techno rave, basically. It focuses on harder techno, industrial techno. And we take influence from like the more electronic end of new wave and like 80s industrial and that kind of thing. So we've been running it since May of this year. And this will be our 4th party this weekend.
Mm. Yeah, we're cool. Really looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
How have the other ones gone? Have they been received well?
Yeah, they've gone really well. We thought like we might get 60 people through on the first one, and we ended up getting like more than double that. So that was amazing. Like, I think like this kind of music is moving like more into the public consciousness, I guess, at the moment.
And has it been in the Whammy precinct all 4 of the times, or is this a new one that you've done like that?
We've always done it in the back room, which is kind of like probably the best venue in Auckland for this kind of like dark, dungeony sort of techno music. So you know, the little black sticky box underneath K Road. It's a pretty awesome place for it.
It's perfect for a big kind of dance, and everyone can get super into it. And it's got a bar and everything, which is nice.
Yeah, and the Whammy are always really nice to us and really, really helpful. So
yeah, and the sound is always really nice as well. So out of the slightly smaller clubs, the sound system is probably the best in Auckland.
Mm, awesome. So you've chosen 3 tracks. Is there any overlying theme? How did you pick these ones out?
Yeah, I think the first one up is Red Armour from Nikki Estrefini, if I'm saying that right. Estrefi, I think.
Yeah,
and
that's how I'd read it.
Yeah, we picked that one up because we used that as the sound bed for our first video, for our first promotion when we were launching the party. I think when we were searching for music, we wanted to have something really, something that really captured the ethos of what we were doing, and that track stuck out as really the best, or I don't know, maybe the most iconic for what we wanted to do. And I think it was I think it really captured our audience, or it captivated our audience, you know. So it's because it's got a bit of depth to it. It has all the elements that we're trying to give across to our audience.
So this is the kind of music that people, if they come along, they can expect something like this, or is this more like a influence-y kind of part on it?
Yeah, I think like we definitely play this kind of thing. So yeah, this is Sam's track that he's chosen.
I think, we have sort of 2 or 3 different forks. So there's that kind of heavier, aggressive techno. There's the EBM kind of stuff, which is sort of that post-80s, synthwave kind of sound coming through, and then the straight-up techno as well. But yeah, I think for me, what's iconic about it is it has this really beautiful melody in it, but with this kind of heavy, crunchy, non-stop drums kind of rolling over the top of it. It kind of, you know, it's non-stop.
It's definitely non-stop, right? That's a great way to describe it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We'll be right back.
So with a track like that, where it ends sort of abruptly, when you're DJing it, does it like a, is it, you just, you use the transition from the end and take it into the next one? I don't DJ in clubs or anything like that, especially with music that's so dancey. So I'm always wondering, is like, because you were saying before that you get the in and outs from
End. Yeah, the tricks is, I mean, they're built to be, well, most of them are built to be mixed. So you have this kind of 1 to 2 minute intro, and then you've got the main, you know, body of the track, three minutes in the middle. Yeah, the meat. Yeah, that's right. And then 1 to 2 minutes out at the end. But with this style of techno, it can be a bit shorter. Like, there's tracks I've got that are 3.5-4 minutes as well, and then you've just got to rip into it.
It's all meat.
You just smash it in. Yeah, you smash it in, and then you rewind it out or something. Just deal with it.
Yeah, cool. So you were telling me about how you moved from Berlin over here.
Yeah.
Have you taken some of those Berlin dance scenes and underground electronic music for what you guys do with Clang?
Yeah, totally. Taking influence or inspiration, whatever. Yeah, for sure. Like, I was in Berlin for about 3 years and DJing through there, and when I got back here, it was like I wanted to bring a bit of a fuel cell from Berlin back here and, you know, kick that ethos off, but also incorporate, New Zealand into that, because there's actually, it's not huge, but there's a bunch of really great New Zealand artists like Body Beat Ritual we had for our last party, and there's some amazing music happening here, so it's kind of like trying to merge those two and keep that more punk anarchist kind of vibe happening here, you know?
Yeah, do you ever find that at the shows you'll get someone come up to you and be like, I want to DJ at one of these, or I'm happy that we can go to something that's like this because they don't happen in Auckland as much as they used to, or as much as you'd probably like?
Yeah, we do get that a lot, and we do encourage people to send us demo mixes, and that goes for anyone who's listening. If you're into industrial techno, if you're into EBM, into the electronic side of New Wave or anything like that, feel free to hit us up on our Facebook page. You can get there by going on www.clang.dance. So yeah, feel free to send us demos, and if we think you're good, we're very happy to support local artists, and that's the majority of what we do. So
cool. So the second track that you've chosen, how did you pick this one out? This was your one, right?
Yeah, this is like my favorite track probably in the last couple of years, or maybe just forever. It's by Giant Swarm. It's called IFTLOYL. If anyone wants to text in, Hunter, what's the number?
5395 is the number to text.
If you want to guess what that acronym stands for, feel free to text in. IFTLOYL. So this track comes from Time Dance, which is kind of like a label on the edges of techno from Bristol in the UK. And I've basically chosen this because it's super innovative in its arrangement and sequencing and sound design. They've got all these crazy vocal snippets with really interesting production effects on them, and it's also extremely banging. So here you go.
Awesome. This pair of shoes. Thank you. Tell us about this weekend. What's happening this weekend with you guys?
Yeah, cool. So yeah, we've got number four coming up. We're really excited because we're bringing up two of our friends, but also two guys that have been doing techno in Wellington for at least the last 4 years. So Stand and Deliver. So he's part of Duo Alias, and he's going to be coming up doing a really great set. Paul Dockery, who's been running Emergence, which is probably the, I don't know, like the leading techno party down in Wellington. They've been running for 4 years. And then we've also got locals Kick Girl, who's been a real favourite for us playing at our parties, and Dinger, who we're getting on for the first time as well. So
awesome.
A couple of great locals, which we're looking forward to as well.
And what are the deets? Whammy Bar?
Yes, this Saturday from 10.
Yep.
It's $10 before 11 and then $15 afterwards, and we go till 4 a.m. right to the end.
Big night.
Yes.
So tell us about this last track. This is one that you chose together?
Yeah, this is one we agreed on for a couple of reasons. I guess primarily because of the way it sounds and our sort of, it's sort of a place in between our respective styles. But also because it has a kind of a political message. The title of the track is A Lackey for Life, which I think this guy Manny D, the producer, is getting at kind of like the experience of being a worker under capitalism and never having that chance at the mythical social mobility or whatever, so remaining like a servant for your whole life in the working class. The guy also has a track called Cameron on a Guillotine, I guess referring to a certain British politician. I'm not saying that techno is like a revolutionary act or like any kind of like political goings on. It's more like, I guess it's more escapist, but this kind of harder industrial stuff kind of reflects the anxieties of living under capitalism and the just the tone, the timbre of everything, and the crashing and banging is kind of like maybe a cathartic release for your anxiety or the problems with them.
Yeah, yeah. Like a techno party has the space to release some of the anxiety, you know, that you feel from the society that you're in. And I think New Zealand as well, like, it does have some pressures going on at the moment, like million-dollar houses, for example, and student loans. It's not giving us a lot of room to move.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, it's cool that you guys have such drive behind just the music side of it as well, which is awesome. Thanks very much for coming up.
Hope Saturday goes well. Thanks for having us.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.